This is KUNM. I'm Ed Williams. Democratic State Senator Michael Padilla of Bernalillo County plans to introduce legislation that would require pharmacies to set up programs to take back unwanted medications from residents. A recently changed federal law had previously prohibited such programs. Senator Padilla is on the line with us to talk about his proposal. Welcome, Senator.
Yeah, thanks, Ed, for having me. This is a pretty important subject matter for the area that I represent. And then, of course, you know, New Mexico is in a pretty severe economic downturn. And sometimes when you see that, you do see a lot of drug and alcohol addiction. And I think this is definitely one strong way to prevent it.
Well, you answered part of my first question, which is, what is the issue that you're trying to address with this legislation?
New Mexico ranks typically in the top five, top 10 states, you know, with addiction. And, you know, a lot of times it's either accidental, it's through chronic injury or some injury of some sort, or through something that, you know, the kids are actually doing these days called farming, where they're going into, you know, grandma's medicine cabinet and they're, you know, they found some medicine that grandma might have sitting there. And, you know, because just, you know, been there for a couple of months and no one's really touched it, you know, they may use it, or some other member of the family or someone that's visiting the home. They take that medicine and you know, slowly they try it out. And over time, they may become addicted to it.
And your proposal would create take-back programs at pharmacies throughout the state, but what do you think would actually be the motivation for people to drive back to the pharmacy and give their medications back rather than just throwing them away?
Well, you're right, Ed. I mean, some people actually flush it down the toilet, and then all of us are dealing with it either in the water supply or in the environment somehow. The reason that people will probably want to do this now is, you know, they're fed up with all of the addiction. That's first and foremost. But second, with this legislation, it's going to make it incredibly easy. All you have to do is drive down the street. I mean, we almost all have a pharmacy of some kind, a retail pharmacy, you know, within about 5 minutes of our homes. I think most folks would agree that, you know, getting rid of dangerous pharmaceuticals are a good strategy for the state of New Mexico. It typically costs the state of New Mexico through lost productivity, you know, health care, et cetera, drug rehabilitation. It costs us about $1.8 billion a year, you know, to serve, you know, the population that winds up addicted here. And, you know, this is one way that we can cut that down dramatically. And so I think we're going to find, you know, bipartisan support for this.
And on the note of cost that you were mentioning, there have been some concerns about how the program will be paid for. Are pharmacies going to be shouldering the cost here? How's the money to maintain a take-back program going to be addressed?
Well, you know, today, if you sell it, you need to take it back. That's kind of my mantra and my strategy for this. The pharmacies will make adjustments to their pricing strategies to make this work. I'm sure that that's going to be passed on to the consumer. But when you think about it, passing on a small nominal fee to get a drug, you know, destroyed, if it's harming your community, is a significant help to the entire state. Like I said a little while ago, you know, it costs us about $1.9 billion a year, you know, to handle this issue in our state, and this is going to help dramatically reduce that.
Okay, well, Senator Padilla, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Ed. Have a great day.
Michael Padilla is a Democratic senator from Bernalillo County, representing District 14. He's pre-filed a bill that would require pharmacies to set up prescription drug take-back programs. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.